Hello, and welcome to Seer Radio. I know that Ezra normally does the introduction, but they are actually going to be joining us later, as they are currently out conducting an interview. For now, I will simply cover the news until they call in. Congress is currently in deliberation on the national budget for the year, are held up on the funding for the Department of Dimensional Research and Exploration Agency, or the DDREA. Some of the Congress members are stating that the DDREA is a drain on federal resources, as they have yet to send anything into another dimension. Many supporters of the DDREA clamoring for further funding, stating that something big is on the way. A spokesperson for the DDREA has said that they are working on a new engine that could be the key to interdimensional travel. DDREA has been working on furthering our understanding of other dimensions, but has yet to send anything into another dimension, leading many people to think that it might not be possible to travel to another dimension. The coast is currently under preparations for the hurricane that is currently on a direct course to them. It is a Category 4 with winds reaching up to 140 miles per hour. An announcement from the National Weather Safety Board has advised citizens to leave the area if possible, and if not, stay indoors and have a supply of food and water lasting at least 3 weeks. Many trains have been sold out for the foreseeable future due to people trying to leave. However, they are running more trains now to accommodate for the evacuation attempts. I do have something a bit more personal to ask you all. Recently, we heard from our intern of a mechanical that was being apprehended by the police with some rather strange malfunctions. If you or anyone you know has seen anything like that, please send us a message via pneumatic tube. Our phone has stopped working and we have yet to fix it. So if you need to contact the station, pneumatic tube is the only available way to do so.
Hello, Pepper, and hello, listeners. I'm sorry I wasn't in for the first part of the show. I just got back from an interview with the chief of police.
And how did that go?
I wish I could say it went well.
I'm sorry it did not go well.
I didn't say it went bad, it just wasn't what I was expecting. Here, why don't I play it for you and all the listeners?
You recorded it? Were you allowed to?
They never said I couldn't.
But they never said you could, so you probably shouldn't play it.
Maybe. But I think it will help the listeners and you understand what I mean. Hello, Commissioner McKenzie. How are you today?
I'm fine. Why are you here? My deputy told me that you were a reporter.
That I am. I just have a few questions about the senator's murder, as well as a recent arrest.
Joy, more questions about the senator. Look, I already told you reporters everything there is to know about his murder. Now, if you'll please...
So, did you investigate the possibility of the automaton being controlled by an outside source?
What?
What if JA1901 was being controlled by an outside source? Like, someone had taken over the radio waves.
That isn't possible.
Why not? JA1901 had a receptor on its head, meaning that it communicated via radio waves. What if someone used JA-1901 to murder the senator? What if...
Let me stop you there. JA-1901 confessed to the murder.
What?
After you left, yes, I remember you being there for one of the interrogations. JA-1901 stated that they did in fact remember killing the senator.
Oh, but they can't lie.
Like we said in the press conference, JA-1901 is malfunctioning very seriously, meaning that it's lost its inhibitors, making it capable of lying. Now do you understand?
Ah, yes. I suppose that makes sense.
Good. Do you have any questions?
Yes, actually. What will happen to JA-1901 now?
They will be put into jail, just like any other murderer. We said that in the press conference.
I just wanted to make sure.
Well, if that's everything, here's the door.
No, wait, I have a few more questions.
I have already told you everything I can about the senator's murder.
I know, this is about something different. After the press conference, my intern sent us a message describing a malfunctioning mechanical that has red glowing eyes and was leaking black goo. Ring a bell?
Yes, actually. What do you want to know about it?
What was happening? Why was it being arrested? Have you determined what the malfunction was?
Simple. It was acting out in an aggressive manner, so the police were calling in to take care of it.
And why was it malfunctioning?
That is all I can say on this issue at this moment. This is a direct quote that you can K on your little radio show. There is no reason to be worried about mechanics and going haywire. Now I do believe you know your way out.
see what I was talking about? The interview was going fine up until I brought up the other mechanical.
I do understand now. Why would he avoid talking about that mechanical? It is not in any paper or in any other news coverage.
They probably want it to remain that way.
To avoid panic?
To avoid panic. If people found out that automatons and mechanicals could be going haywire, who knows what they'll do?
That is not a possibility I would like to entertain. By the way, how do you know the deputy who got you the interview?
Oh, well, we're old friends.
I see. Please send them my thanks for getting you that interview.
Will do.
While you were interviewing the police commissioner, I did a little research of my own.
Oh, really? When? What did you find?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Which is odd. I talked to every other mechanical and automaton I know, and I went to the mechanicals that know everything that happens in the city and...
Wait. There are Gothic mechanicals?
Yes. They're the oldest mechanicals, and they simply learn everything they can. Can I continue?
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting.
Thank you. As I was saying, they haven't heard anything of any mechanical having a malfunction like the one Frankie described.
But we know it happened. The police chief confirmed it.
Which is why it is so odd that there is nothing of it among the automaton and mechanical networks. But one of them, one of the oldest ones around, did tell me something that will either help us figure this out, or it means absolutely nothing.
Okay, what is it?
They said that a long time ago, before they could remember, that there were stories of automatons going haywire, oozing black goo and eyes that glow red. They said that these automatons had actually killed people, and that it wasn't just one or two. It was happening all over the world, but never in large enough numbers for anyone to be overly concerned with it.
Did they ever find out why it was happening?
Officially, no.
And unofficially?
There was a particularly superstitious scientist who claimed that it was caused by an extra-dimensional being who inhabited mechanicals' bodies to wreak havoc on our dimension. However, he was swiftly discredited and then died shortly after, so I'm not putting much credence into it.
Extra-dimensional being.
Like I said, this was from one of the oldest automatons around, and they weren't there when this was happening. However, we should think about the possibility that this has happened before. Last time it was stopped. If this is the same thing, we should expect it to pick up a little and then stop.
Not the ideal option. People will still die.
Yes.
So we should figure out what is actually going on.
That would be the ideal option.
Did your contact tell you the name of that scientist?
Unfortunately, no.
I'll look into it. Good job, Pepper.
Thank you. You too. Do you think we should get Frankie on the show to tell us and the listeners exactly what they saw?
That might be a good idea. I think they've left already, so I'll make sure to send a tube when we get home.
Frankie did join here to have a radio show.
True. It would be good practice for them to do a show with us.
How did you start the show? You've never actually told me.
I was bored.
What?
One day, I was walking along trying to figure out what I was going to do with myself. I had just been fired from my previous job, and I needed to have some kind of income. So as I was walking, I saw the radio station and a sign saying that they were hiring. I walked in, told them I needed a job, and completely lied about having experience. Next thing I know, I have a radio show.
That fits you so well.
What could you possibly mean by that?
You are rather impulsive.
Thanks.
It's a good thing. You have many wonderful stories because of it. I especially enjoy the one where you accidentally traveled the world.
It was an accident. I thought I got out on the ship to get to upstate. Turns out I got on one that was on its way to the other side of the world. So I thought, why not, and went with it.
However, sometimes you should be a touch more careful.
And why on earth should I do that?
Because the likelihood that at least one of the police force listens to this radio show is especially likely since you know some of them.
So?
The fact that you played what was most likely meant to be a private interview on the air for everyone to hear will reach the police chief in one way or another. Also, we just got a message from the police chief. They do not appreciate this and say that they will be taking action in some way against you. And there will be no more interviews. Good job.
Well, I didn't mean to lose interviewing privileges. I would like to say... My apologies to Police Chief McKenzie. I didn't think that it was a private interview.
If we keep going like this, we're gonna have nobody left to interview.
Lighten up. We'll get through this. We always do.
I would like to move on to more news, if that works with you. We do actually have a schedule to maintain, or at least attempt to maintain.
Be my guest.
Listeners, the country of Reali has stated that they have found it.